An Introduction to Positive Psychotherapy and Process Hypnotherapy. The Secret of the Second Chance. Welcome and hello. This series of recordings is designed to help you experience self-hypnosis and positive psychotherapy. Did you know that your life can be joyful and full of fun? It actually depends on you, because you can begin to choose the thoughts in your mind. Words can inspire you. For example, what do you think is really, really wonderful? And think about exciting. Or feeling absolutely incredible. And feeling powerful. And what about vibrant, lucky and fortunate? Beautiful, loving and radiant. Stunning, wonderful and really, really relaxing. Comfortable, calm and warm. Each Secret of the Second Chance recording has the same beginning and the same end, and this is deliberate because these recordings have been designed so that you can practice self-hypnosis and positive psychotherapy to create change safely, quickly and effectively. The only difference between health, wealth and happiness, or depression, illness and sadness, is the thought that you choose to focus upon, nurture and grow within your subconscious. We can choose to create the success pattern needed for the results we desire. And we have designed this series of recordings to layer the subconscious patterns so they feel familiar and comfortable. It also means when you listen to another recording within the series of The Secret of the Second Chance, you will enter the self-hypnotic state quicker and more rapidly, going deeper and deeper because of the law of repetition, something advertising experts have known for many years. Every thought and word actually produces a physiological response, and this can determine how you feel. And how you feel also affects how you think, a sort of feedback loop. How you feel and think also affect the way you relate and influence the world around you. So why not relax, release, and learn to let go? Let go of all your stresses and worries. Just relax, release, and let go. Self-hypnosis and positive psychotherapy are skills that you can learn, practice, and get better at. Similar to learning a new language, the more you practice, the better you can get. Practice and instruction and repetition are the key. Some people learn self-hypnosis very quickly, and others take a bit more time. The good news is that everybody, including you, can learn self-hypnosis and positive psychotherapy to instruct and direct your unconscious mind, what some people call the subconscious or superconscious, through practice, instruction and repetition. A client of ours learned how to use post-hypnotic suggestions to stop smoking and become a happy non-smoker. Another client used positive psychotherapy to lose weight happily, consistently and safely. I remember another client who learned how to create a state of confidence instead of nerves, and this helped them tremendously, especially when speaking in public. The list goes on and on. So please decide how you would like to channel your energy and focus your power of suggestion. Focus and the power of suggestion to reach your goal. Maybe relaxation or the relief of pain. Financial security. Less depressed or anxious. A new job. A better relationship. Good luck and fortune. Focus and the power of suggestion. Self-hypnosis is a state of mind in which suggestions are acted upon much more powerfully because of the focus of attention, the heightened awareness and the repetition. Suggestions can go directly to the subconscious mind, creating instantaneous and rapid change. Self-hypnosis can be learned to achieve goals that may otherwise be too difficult or even impossible to achieve because of issues we are not even aware of. Self-hypnosis can bypass what we think is possible by creating new thoughts and imagining what we want with clarity and nurturing these wonderful thoughts, creating self-belief, self-love, self-confidence, good luck and fortune. Self-confidence,
you are creating a plan,
inner joy,
and doing the things that you need to
self-confidence.
Become financially wealthy.
In a moment, I'm going to change the way I speak from you to I, and this is also deliberate, because this enhances the self-hypnotic effect. And I want you to speak the rest of this recording, either silently or out loud to yourself. Your first new choice, as you will begin to understand, you and I have much more choice than I and you ever imagined. So I am about to imagine getting really comfortable. Now I don't know how we may begin to imagine comfortable, but I imagine it is finding a nice comfortable position, either in a chair or propped up in bed, or even lying down. It doesn't really matter as long as it is really comfortable. Another thing we can imagine is finding a time and space when I know I will not be disturbed. I may choose to switch my mobile phone onto silent, take my house phone off the hook. Who knows how I'm going to make sure I'm feeling relaxed and beginning to feel really comfortable. I may even find an outside space to practice now. And with each nice deep breath, I can begin to feel even more relaxed and comfortable. I have designed this experience to help me create the changes I want with happiness and joy. So I'm now getting as comfortable as I can, maybe making those little adjustments, little movements, making sure my hands are apart and are resting on my lap or my thighs. My legs are comfortable and ensuring my ankles are not crossed with my feet flat on the floor, or if I'm lying down, resting nicely. I may have already turned the light down or dimmed the room by drawing the curtains or blinds.
Well done.
I'm making sure the room is going to enhance my self-hypnosis experience, or if I'm outside, the space where I am is helping me relax. I'm beginning to feel myself relaxing with every breath. I'm relaxing, and through my nostrils, I'm gently drawing in a long, slow breath. And with my next relaxing breath, I'm going to hold the breath for a count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now I'm opening my mouth ever so slightly, and I'm releasing all my breath, and I'm relaxing even more. And as I release my breath, I can learn to release all my stresses and worries, and let go of all the negativity that may be causing me anxiety and pain and sadness and anger. I also understand that I will never listen to this recording beyond this point if I am driving, using heavy machinery, or in charge of anything or anyone, because I am about to close my eyes and begin practicing self-hypnosis now. As I may have now closed my eyes, I'm going to focus all of my attention on my breathing. In and out. In and out. Relaxing more and more. And if I feel my attention straying at any time, I will just remember to focus my attention on my breathing. In and out. Relaxing more and more. If my attention is needed elsewhere, then I know I can just open my eyes and deal with the issue in a calm, relaxed and confident manner, and then come back to my experience of self-hypnosis practice. I may also choose music to help me experience my self-hypnosis, because as we know, music has a massive effect on everyone's thinking, feeling and behaviour. Fast music makes us aroused and alert. Slow music can calm and relax us. High-pitched music helps us feel happy and playful, whereas low-pitched music can make us feel in tune with sadness or being serious. Healing has been associated with music, sounds and chanting for thousands of years. Relaxing and calming experiences using music makes me think of lullabies that have been soothing little children and helping them sleep since time began. Everyone knows at least one lullaby, do they not? The sound of nature can also help us relax sometimes, because it is also soothing, energising and at the same time deeply relaxing. Focusing my attention to feel relaxed helps psychosomatic disorders such as headaches, digestive problems, pain, anxiety, excessive worrying, depression and lots of other things, including what I may need to hear now to begin the process of getting better now. A pleasant side effect of practicing self-hypnosis is that we begin to get better in many different ways. All of our problems can successfully fade into the background and begin to successfully heal. Music is a secret weapon in programming the subconscious mind, and advertising experts have known this for years. Just think of any jingle from an advertisement and you will know exactly what I mean. And we are now using the same techniques to program us for success, and we are doing this right now. Self-hypnosis is helping me get better today. We are relaxing more and more, and as a part of me is concentrating on getting better, another part of me is continuing to focus on my breathing, and another part of me is concentrating on saying silently everything I am hearing. Different parts beginning to work together successfully to heal and nurture and release, relax and let go. Now, just before I progressively relax my body and mind, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0, and with each number I'm letting go of all my strains and worries and stresses and pressures. 10, 9, 8, 7, 8, relaxing even more, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, 0, 0, and I am now beginning to relax all the muscles in my face. I'm relaxing my eyelids, and now I'm going to screw up my face and tense my eyelids. So as I relax my eyelids again, I can feel the relaxation flowing down my face. Relaxing my neck.
Well done.
Relaxing my shoulders.
Win-win opportunities.
My arms. I can feel all the way down to my fingertips. Relaxing more and more. And as this relaxation is flowing down into my stomach, I can feel my stomach beginning to relax, and another part of me, my subconscious, is beginning to make all the necessary changes to help me change into a happier, healthier, more confident person. I'm okay. I'm feeling okay. I feel more relaxed in my waist, my hips, my thighs. I'm going to tense my hands by clenching them into a fist and hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then just feel the relaxation flowing throughout my body and into my knees, my calves, my ankles and right into my toes. I know now that any words I create in my thoughts and any affirmations I create for my subconscious mind will only be implemented to the extent that they are beneficial for attaining and maintaining harmony and balance throughout my entire body and mind system. And all beliefs, spiritual, esoteric or otherwise, are barriers to deeper understanding. Now I am finding my true source of greater understanding and awareness. I am learning to relax, release and let go, and move on to even greater awareness. I know the secret of self-hypnosis is an inner agreement with the parts of my true self creating good luck and fortune. An agreement which encourages harmony and kindness and love, because true love comes from within, and I am beginning to encourage my parts to truly heal with self-love, creating a happier, healthier, more confident person. Taking the time to visualize all the things I can begin to do as a happier, healthier, wealthier, more confident person. I am now consciously cooperating and am open and receptive to the beneficial changes our subconscious mind is helping us to achieve. I am learning to accept and create the right suggestions for successful living, and I am also learning to dehypnotize myself of all the negativity I may have already unknowingly accepted. As I continue to focus my awareness and all of my attention on my breathing, another part of me can continue relaxing all the muscles in my body. I'm relaxing my head and all my muscles, my eyelids, my face, all the muscles in my neck, my shoulders, my chest, my arms, all the way down to my fingertips, so relaxed, so warm and calm, like a lovely summer's day. Relaxing with happiness and learning to let go of all my anger, my sadness, my fear, and strengthening my inner joy, my authentic joy. Relaxing my stomach, my waist, you believe my thighs, financially wealthy, my knees, my calves, my ankles, and all the way to my toes. Feeling so relaxed, so comfortable in learning to use my powerful imagination. Learning to hold one idea at a time and use my imagination to manifest success into my daily life. I'm now going to deepen the experience of self-hypnosis by imagining I'm going down a set of stairs. I'm creating a set of stairs with 8 steps, and with each step I go down, I'm going to relax my mind and body even more, so that I can provide my subconscious mind with the suggestions I need to create the success I deserve. I'm standing at the top of the stairs, and I'm taking the time to look down and step onto the first step, relaxing even more. And now on to the next step, doubling that sense of relaxation. And now the next step, feeling so relaxed, so comfortable, and down onto the next step. So relaxed, so nice, feeling deep relaxed, and onto the next step, relaxing even more. I feel so relaxed, so comfortable, I feel absolutely wonderful. Down onto the next step, and I'm almost at the bottom, and as I step onto the last step, I notice it feels really relaxing and wonderful, and my legs begin sinking into this wonderful warm feeling, like stepping into a warm bath or feeling the sun on my bare skin. And this feeling is helping me to relax, release and let go. As I progressively relax my mind and body again, I'm going to test myself by using the power of suggestion to stick my eyelids together, tightly shut, through the power of suggestion. I'm going to count to 4, and at the count of 4, my eyelids will be stuck tightly together, and I will not want to open my eyes until I need to. And when I finally awaken, I will feel absolutely amazing, healthier, happier, and more confident. My eyelids are now sticking together tightly, and I do not want to open them because I am so relaxed. So relaxing, this wonderful feeling of calm. The more I think about it, the tighter the lids are sticking together. The eyelids are now stuck tightly together. Just as if there is a weight pressing down, a sticky, heavy, thick glue on them, locking them together, and I do not want to open the eyes at this time. In a moment, I'm going to try to open the eyelids, but I can choose not to do so, because they are locked so tightly together, it feels impossible to open them. The harder I try, the more they are stuck, tight and stuck, and I do not want to open the eyes. I'm now going to think about opening the eyes, and I've just realised my subconscious mind is totally open and will help me dehypnotise myself and reprogram myself for successful living in every area of my life. Fantastic. And again, just relax, release, and let go. I am beginning to live well and I feel okay. In fact, I can feel wonderful now. I'm becoming healthier and I feel okay. In fact, I can choose to feel brilliant right now. I'm learning to trust appropriately and I feel okay. In fact, I can feel fantastic today. I'm becoming important and I feel okay. In fact, I may feel amazing now. I'm becoming mentally healthy and I feel okay. In fact, I can feel better than okay. I can feel great. I'm learning how to be close to people and form loving relationships, and I feel okay about this. In fact, I can feel wonderful now. I'm being me and it is okay to be me. In fact, I can choose to feel brilliant now. I'm learning that what I choose to do is okay and safe, and it is okay to make my own decisions. In fact, I can feel fantastic right now. I'm becoming stronger mentally and physically, knowing it is okay to ask for what I want, and this is okay. In fact, this is better than okay. It is an amazing, lovely feeling, feeling luckier and more fortunate now. I'm learning how to feel angry appropriately and I feel okay. In fact, I feel okay about knowing there are some things I can choose to feel angry about. I'm also learning how to feel sad appropriately and I feel okay. In fact, I feel much better knowing I can choose to feel sad. And I'm learning that it is okay to be scared now and again, especially as this helps keep me safe. It is okay to be scared, and this has saved me on many occasions. I am okay. In fact, I feel less scared than before now, and know feeling scared is a response to something I have experienced. I also know now that I can respond in many different ways, more appropriate ways if necessary. I'm learning how to feel happiness and joy appropriately, and I feel okay. I'm learning that happiness is a skill, and I can practice it and strengthen it to help me, and I feel okay about this. In fact, I feel I can begin to choose happiness even today if I want to. I'm also learning feelings are not facts. Feelings are feelings, and it is okay to be angry or in joy or sad or scared, and it is okay to think and feel and to relax and share my life if I choose to. I know love and affection exist, and I'm allowing love and affection to enter my life. I'm also becoming financially successful, and it is okay. In fact, it is brilliant. I'm feeling comfortable with this. It is a great feeling knowing I'm creating wealth and security for myself, becoming more fortunate and lucky.
And money to accomplish all your desires now, feeling luckier and more fortunate now.
I'm doing all the things I need to do to become financially wealthy and successful today? I am doing the things I need to do to become financially wealthy and successful now. I am doing all the things I need to do to become financially wealthy and successful today. I am doing the things I need to do to become financially wealthy and successful now. I am creating a plan and doing the things that I need to do to become financially wealthy and successful today. I am creating a plan and doing the things that I need to do today to become financially wealthy and successful now. I'm becoming financially successful today. I'm definitely becoming financially successful now. I'm acting successfully and I'm asserting myself appropriately. I'm looking forward with hope, and in my life I have affection, comfort and respect, feeling luckier and more fortunate. I'm acting successfully. I'm asserting myself appropriately. I am looking forward with hope. And in my life, I have affection, comfort, and respect, feeling luckier and more fortunate. I enjoy thinking about times I have been successful, and I am beginning to recognise the feeling of success now. I enjoy thinking about times I have already been successful, and I am beginning to recognise the feeling of success today. I'm learning to create win-win opportunities so that there is financial success for everyone involved now. I am learning to create win-win opportunities so that there is financial success for everyone involved today. I am entitled to a share of the world's wealth, and this is coming to me now. I'm entitled to a share of the world's wealth, and this is coming to me now. I am becoming financially wealthy, and I deserve it. Feeling luckier and more fortunate. I believe I'm becoming financially wealthy, and I deserve it because I'm fortunate today. I deserve to be wealthy. I deserve happiness, and I deserve success now. I deserve to be wealthy. I deserve happiness, and I deserve success today. New opportunities for making money are opening to me daily. New opportunities for making money are opening to me daily. I'm beginning to have enough time, energy, wisdom, and money to accomplish all my desires now. Feeling luckier and more fortunate now. I'm beginning to have enough time, energy, wisdom, and money to accomplish all my desires now. Feeling luckier and more fortunate today. As a result of my self-hypnosis experience, I will participate in this experience until I feel I've created the subconscious success patterns I need and no longer need to listen to this recording and can experience successful goal-directed self-hypnosis simply by closing my eyes and taking 3 deep breaths. And as well as this, I know that every time I practice self-hypnosis and positive psychotherapy, I'm learning to relax, release and let go, so that every day I'm becoming more and more deeply relaxed, less tense, less anxious, less upset, and every day my mind, my body and my nerves are feeling and becoming stronger and healthier. As a result of this goal-directed thinking, feeling and doing, I'm beginning to get better in all areas of my life, becoming luckier and more fortunate. I'm also using the power of my dreams to help me practice reaching my goals and to release my emotion every night. Now in a moment I will hear the wake-up signal when I count up from 1 to 5, unless of course that this is my natural bedtime, when I may just continue relaxing and drift off into a wonderful, beneficial deep sleep. And when I awaken with a smile on my face, I will feel lucky and fortunate, refreshed and relaxed and absolutely wonderful. Sometimes it is lovely to remember all those wonderful things that make me feel so good right now. Favourite places. Wonderful food. Lovely people. And the holiday feeling. Everyone has a favourite holiday experience, so I'm choosing to remember all those things that make me feel good today. So, with a smile on my face, one, beginning to awaken, taking as much time as you need now. Two, feeling absolutely fantastic. Three, with a lovely smile on my face. Four, beginning to awaken now. Five, wide awake, eyes open, and I feel relaxed and wonderful. Absolutely amazing, relaxing and lovely. Feeling and thinking absolutely wonderful.